In the lunchtime edition, the CCJ holds a sit-in in Barbados as former insurance executive Alex Tasker fights his extradition to the U.S. to stand trial on money laundering charges. The police probing an apparent suicide at Bank Hall St. Michael. A St. Philip man charged for a string of burglaries in his home parish. A weather system to the east continuing to track in this direction and showing signs of slow development. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The Caribbean Court of Justice, CCJ, this morning held a sit-in in Barbados as former senior insurance executive Alex Tasker continues to fight an order that he be extradited to the U.S. to stand trial. U.S. prosecutors allege that between August 2015 and April 2016, Mr. Tasker conspired with others to launder money in the U.S. from outside the country in violation of U.S. law. Mr. Tasker was taken into custody on August the 1st, pending extradition, a day after the CCJ dismissed his application for leave to challenge his extradition. But he was released the next day after his attorneys made a subsequent urgent request to the Trinidad-based court to hear further interventions. The CCJ agreed to hear that urgent request, and as a result, all previous legal rulings were stayed pending the outcome of that application, the hearing of which was held today by the CCJ meeting at the Barbados Supreme Court complex. Mr. Tasker's application to appeal had been dismissed because it was filed too late and the period allowed for filing had expired. But today, Mr. Tasker's attorney, Stephen Mendez, had been arguing that the CCJ should not, in his words, close the door on an applicant because his lawyers failed to follow the proper procedure by not filing within the prescribed time. He contended that the court should not make the client pay for the error of his lawyers. However, the Barbados Deputy Director of Public Prosecutions, Alison Steele, argued that rules should be followed. The CCJ has reserved its decision and will announce a decision in due order. The stay of the extradition continues pending that decision, and Mr. Tasker remains free. A St. Michael man has been found dead at his home in circumstances which indicate he took his own life. A statement from the police service says that personnel at the District A station are investigating the unnatural death of a 43-year-old male who was discovered dead at his residence yesterday. The statement says the police responded to Bank Hall Main Road, St. Michael, about 9.05 a.m. and on arrival, they viewed the body of a male. A medical doctor pronounced death at the scene. A St. Philip man was due to appear in court today, charged for a string of burglaries in his home parish. The break-ins occurred at St. Catherine Sports Club and residences, all located at Bayfield. The police officers from the District C station arrested and formally charged 21-year-old Andrea Clark of Bayfield for burglaries on June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and between the 24th and 25th of July, as well as theft between 31st May and the 4th of June, and a burglary on October the 7th. He was scheduled to appear at the District C Court at St. Matthias today. This is the Lunchtime Edition. The Minister of Agriculture and Food Security, Indah Weir, is calling for greater climate change financing to significantly improve food security in Barbados and the region. He was speaking at the launch of the Grow Green Barbados at UN House this morning.
The annual climate financing gap for climate adaptation in developing countries is your 70 to 100 billion annually. And this is where the funds are badly needed for Caribbean nations to improve food nutrition, food security, and transform our food systems. In the Caribbean, only 32% of climate financing from the Global Environmental Facility Small Grants Program goals towards climate adaptation with water supply management, climate resilient infrastructure, and disaster risk reduction being three major areas.
Minister of Agriculture Indah Weir, Barbados Meteorological Service is monitoring a system located in the Central Atlantic. Meteorologist David Harding.
The Barbados Meteorological Services continues to monitor the progress of a broad area of low pressure located in the central tropical Atlantic near 9 North, 39 West at 11 a.m. today, Monday the 16th of October 2023. Environmental conditions remain conducive for some slow development of the system over the next few days as it moves west through west-northwestward across the Atlantic. There is some uncertainty in the latest model guidance regarding the intensity and track as the system moves near our area over the coming weekend. The public is urged to continue monitoring the updates provided by the Barbados Meteorological Services over the coming days. Key messages: there are no watches or warnings issued for Barbados.
The U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has reiterated Israel will always have the support of the U.S. while speaking alongside the Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant in Tel Aviv. Mr. Blinken said the U.S. had a deep commitment to Israel's rights, indeed its obligation to defend itself and to defend its people. Mr. Gallant in turn warned, this will be a long war. Our top stories. The Caribbean Court of Justice, CCJ, holds a sit-in in Barbados as former insurance executive Alex Tasker fights his extradition to the U.S. to stand trial on money laundering charges. The police probing an apparent suicide at Bank Hall, St. Michael. A St. Philip man charged for a string of burglaries in his home parish. A weather system to the east continuing to track in this direction and showing signs of slow development, even if developing slower than at first expected. And the U.S. reiterates its support for Israel in the Mideast conflict. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News, Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.